Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's always a blessing to be able to come on the air and share this time with God's people. I want to thank, certainly, on my UCM family, so faithful, so many of them for so many decades. It's just been a joy to be able to minister, not only through the correspondence ministry, but through this daily radio broadcast, which has continued now for 50 years. And before we go into what the Lord would have me share, I'd like to take just a moment to pray for you. Some of you have had a hard day, and you need God's strength and His, just to feel His love, that He's with you. You know, if we have that profound sense that God is with us, and knowing that He's our refuge, our rock, our provider, our supplier, that no matter what we face, we're able to do it with strength and with a peace in our heart, knowing that God will not give us more than we're able to bear. Sometimes, I know for my own life, you cry out to the Lord and you feel like you've really reached the limit of what you can bear. But He knows exactly how much He allows that fire to be increased. And why is He doing it? I always enjoy finding things of inspiration and courage to my partners. And recently I worked up an interesting insert. I call them inserts. And it was about a refiner of silver. And they heat the fire to just a certain temperature. It can't be too hot, and the silver can't stay in the furnace too long. And they know when it's done, when the silversmith can see his reflection in the silver. And so our Lord sits as a refiner of His children. And sometimes He does allow the fire to come, the floods to come, but the flame will not kindle upon us, neither will the floods overwhelm us. He promises that because He's with us. Now, of course, none of us want to go through trials, but it's a way that we are perfected, that our faith may be found perfect. And so, beloved, regardless of what your situation may be today, God is with you. And I want to pray right now that you have that deep sense of conviction and trust in the Lord, because your adversary will do everything he can to make you doubt. Maybe not with your mental conviction, you'll always maybe perhaps believe in that, but just emotionally, it's very easy to feel abandoned by God when you go through difficult times. So, Father, you see everyone who's listening right now, those that, Lord, need your special touch, those that have been embattled. Today's, for some, have been a very difficult day. And, Lord, I'm asking for your grace and, Lord, for your love that covers a multitude of sins. Father, I ask that you would enable your beloved to be pleasing to you in every aspect, whatever the details of the battle or trial, Lord, that they will stand with the fruit of the Spirit, that they will be forgiving, they will be loving, they will have the mind of Christ, divine wisdom, knowing how to proceed. And until they have that wisdom, Lord, give them the grace not to move, but to wait upon you. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy to your people, Lord. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is as the great mountains, and thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Thou shalt make them to drink of the river of thy pleasures. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thine house. O continue thy loving kindness to them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. A beautiful prayer out of Psalms. Praise God. Thank you, the Lord. Amen. Well, Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, your faithfulness to us. And now, Lord, anoint this time together. Enable me to share that which you've placed on my heart for the blessing and encouragement of your people. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Well, I'd just like to talk to you for a few moments about what I feel is one of the very deep and basic needs of the human heart, of our being, our spirit, that within every human being, I believe there's a great desire, not only for love. We were created to be loved and to give love. Why? Because we're children of the Most High, and God is love. So it should not be surprising that we have this desire, we have this hunger to experience love as well as to give it. But within our human being, within our spirit, there is a desire for significance, for satisfaction, to sense that our life matters, that we have a purpose for being. We have a reason for our existence. And that is true, because sometimes it's a lifelong process discovering all the reasons why God created each one of us individually and uniquely. But let me tell you, you may have heard it, God never makes mistakes. He doesn't make junk. And every single person, I don't care, you may be listening to me right now and may feel so down on yourself, feel that you're just a total failure, that your life has been a mess up to this point, and that you just cannot see any good. Or you may be advanced in years, and you look back and you see all the failures, all the wrong choices that you've made. But you know what? God, and all that may be true, God does not want us to wallow in defeat or despair. Paul said, I forget those things that are behind. What was he said? Forget the things in the past. We can't change the past, beloved. If we could, I know every one of us would. We think back to the things we did that were wrong, the things we did, not only as a sinner, but as a saint of God. To me, some of my greatest grief is the times I've sinned and offended God after I had the knowledge of Him and all that He's done for me. So we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we can look toward the future. We can look toward what God has for us. We have a reason for being, and I don't care if you are 95 years old and you're listening. As long as you have breath in your body, God's not finished with you. If He was, you'd go home, just that simple. And He has an appointed time for each one of us, and our heart's desires should be to line up with His purpose. Lord, let me fulfill the reason for my creation. That's one of my greatest heart's desires, Lord, that when I stand before You, I will feel that I have applied my giftings, my talents, my energies, all that You've given to me, all that the Lord's given to me and to you, that we can feel a sense of satisfaction and significance, that we have run the course. As Paul, he was able to say that. He said, I fought the good fight. I finished my course. He was able to go and meet his Lord because he knew his life's mission had been accomplished. Was he totally satisfied? I don't suppose any of us are totally satisfied. But with the limitations of our carnal flesh, our carnal nature, with the limitations we have of living in this imperfect world, God is still able to say to us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So we have this deep hunger within our hearts, our spirits, and God's created that for us, that we should long for those creative and those distinctive and unique purposes that every single individual person was created to fulfill. Now, we see this hunger in operation in the world. Of course, it's a perversion of this desire. It's deception. It's egotism. It's self-promotion. It's self-advancement. It takes all forms. the world is obsessed with heroes, hero worship. I don't watch television, really, very rarely. Occasionally I'll watch a good Saturday Western, like an old 1950s Randolph Scott Western that always had some wonderful moral inspiration and purpose, that it was inspiring and uplifting, and the good guys always won, praise God. So I don't watch a lot of television. I simply don't have time. But I know, what I understand in terms of the average programming, especially in prime time, it's not worth listening. I do watch the news so I can pray for the things that are occurring in the world. I can add my little prayers of agreement to those of the body of Christ. Every one of our prayers make a difference. But all the things of that we emulate, you know, Hollywood stars and all our preoccupation with them, all the Inquirer, these news stands, these things that as you check out, all the things that are just devoted to the personal lives, supposedly, and secrets of the wealthy and famous, the sports stars. We want a God to worship, and if we can't find it legitimately in answering the call of our Creator, we make gods of people. And this is a perversion of this dire desire for significance. Somehow we find satisfaction in living through others' lives. And so this is a kingdom principle that is operating in the world, but it's perverted. We have all loved inspiring books and stories and movies. What are we responding to? To a call for courage, that which love inspires, sacrifice, if you will, love in action. And well, I see my time has just flown by, and I've not even gotten into the message. So I pray that if you have been intrigued by what I've said thus far, join me tomorrow at this same time. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday. Or if you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast. It's been just a blessing to minister to you. And this week, I'll try to share some of the many testimonies that have come in. One from a sister, an email from a sister writing in Duluth, Georgia. Thank you so much for the broadcast on your website to listen to. I believe God directs me to the one He wants me to listen to. It's always anointed and such a blessing. The broadcasts are a word from the Lord to me at that time and what I may be dealing with or need to learn and understand. God's blessings to you. A sister writing from Duluth, Georgia. Well, the announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to receiving your letters of prayer requests or encouragement that you're listening. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.